Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia LaPointe. Now, I know if you are tuning into this show for the first time, you're in for a treat. We are here back for our fifth season. Can you believe it? Our fifth season is here. And we have successfully been able to deliver shows for you every single week for our seasons that we had here. And this show is based on reshaping your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. Now, let me break down what that is. You have a brain. Your brain is not only just the left side, which is scientific and logical, and the right side, which is creative and expressive, but there's also what I call a third side, a part of what I call the tria brain, a three-sided brain that when you connect your brain completely, answers are unleashed in your life. And I'm so passionate about sharing this. I share it in the talk show that we have here. I share it in my new book, Answers Unleashed, and I share it all on different TV programs. So I'm so thankful to be here with you today. And today's show is standing up for yourself through authenticity. It's standing up for yourself through authenticity. All right. I'm going to first introduce you to a story. And if you know anything about me, you know I love storytelling. And I love showing you the example through a story. And I want you to imagine this. Suppose that you are with someone that you are really, really into. And this person is right in front of you. And you want to sit down and have a really nice conversation with this person. But one of two things happen. They're completely distracted. They're not focusing on anything that you're saying. Or this person is mimicking every single thing you do. Now, let's take the first scenario, that someone is just completely not paying attention to anything that you're doing, and they're just on their phone, and they're just doing their own thing. It seems like you're just having a conversation with yourself. Wouldn't it seem like that? Well, I don't know about you, but it would seem like that for me. Now, imagine the second scenario, that you're with someone, and this person's almost mimicking everything that you do, everything that you say. Oh, isn't that a great movie? Oh, yeah, that's a great movie, the person says. Or you could be with a person and say, oh, well, what do you think about that? And instead of answering, they look at you and go, well, what are your thoughts about that? It would be like completely pointless to be in a relationship with someone who mimics you. You would more than likely feel it would be a waste of time. All right. Now, hold that thought. Hold that thought to that feeling that you would have in that particular case scenario. Now, suppose you dealt with this type of scenario. Instead of a person constantly being distracted, not focusing on anything that you're saying, or a scenario in which someone's mimicking everything that you do, what if this person was true to themselves? That when you communicated with them, when you talked to them, when you asked them a question, when you shared your experience, they listened. And when you would ask them a question, they would answer authentically. Authentically being true to themselves on how they saw themselves in a situation. Wouldn't you feel appreciated? Wouldn't you feel at ease? Wouldn't you feel like you could be yourself? If you were in this scenario and you were to ask this person in front of you, what did you think about this movie that came out? Let's say for an example. And the person responded, well, I'm interested to find out what you think. And let me tell you how I saw the situation. I saw the situation like this because this is what I noticed. And this is what I thought in the situation, in that story. And this is how I felt. And it leads me to believe this. Wouldn't you be interested in learning about what that person has to say? Well, there's a couple dynamic situations happening in each one of the cases that I just presented. The third case, being authentic, how would we say that? Authentic. Being authentic has a power to it. It has a power that allows people to focus in on what the truth is in the situation because you are embodying the truth. Now, in the other cases, when someone was completely distracted, they weren't being in themselves in the situation to be able to engage in the situation that was directly in front of them. And then the other type of scenario of the interaction, when let's say you were with a person that was completely mimicking everything that you were doing, they weren't being true to themselves because they were more interested in presenting something in which you would more than likely like. Both of those two beginning situations took away their power. Now, let me break this down for you a little bit more with what I call the tree of brain. Now, if you read my books and you read my blogs, you know I talk about the tree of brain. And what I've realized that I overcame so many situations in my own personal life by recognizing that I could connect my brain. It wasn't just the scientific, the technology and the engineering and the mathematics side of my brain that was actually solving problems. And it wasn't my ability to actually connect with people and be communicative with people that allowed me to be able to solve relationship issues. It was the combination of both the left side and the right side and the faith side. The faith side in the tree of brain is the ability to connect every single one of the pieces of your molecules in your DNA together so it operates on the same frequency. Now, let me break this down for you a little bit more. In Einstein's theory of relativity, E equals mc squared, E is energy, m is mass, and c is the speed of light squared. I take that formula and convert it to brain energy. Brain energy is equal to the mass in your brain and how your molecules actually form and collide. And C is the speed of light, the speed of how your brain fires squared. It's how light travels in your brain. Now, I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a person who's been trained in the psychological world. However, I have been trained in the mathematical world. And through my life experiences, I've recognized that we have a brain energy to us, that when we can master it and shape it and actually unleash it, we create the life that we want for ourselves. And when you are true to yourself, that means authentic. When you are true to yourself, when you are true to your beliefs, and when you are true to how you feel, there's a couple of things that allows you to know if you are truthful with yourself, and that will in turn embed you in a strength that you can unleash your brain power to transform any type of situation that's in front of you. All right. Let me break this down for you slightly a bit more. When you are not true to yourself, when you have been raised in a situation where people didn't always tell you the truth, when you were in very toxic environments, whenever it was that you were a child, whenever you experienced such difficult times, it wasn't true to your being. It caused difficulty. Now, whenever you experience that type of difficult, painful memory, it served to, in my eyes, in my tree brain theory of relativity, separate your brain. And when your brain separates, your brain energy separates from who you are and it doesn't keep you grounded. Now, there's three ways for you to know that you are not being true to yourself and three ways for you to know that you are. Okay, are you ready for this? All right. So the three ways you know you're not being true to yourself is the one telltale sign is that whenever you are in situations that you are feeling uncomfortable, instead of speaking up and or leaving, you choose to stay and not say a word. That's number one. When you are not being true to yourself, you do not speak up in uncomfortable situations and you stay without saying a word. That is the first telltale sign that you're not being true to yourself. See, in our bodies, it's so amazing. And I actually learned this from Sean Wolf. He is an energy practitioner in Northern California who has the Body Restoration Clinic. He had this course, and it was so fascinating being in this course. He showed us that we have triggers in our body to show us when we are not feeling comfortable because of a situation. And every single one of us has it. Like, for example, if your stomach seems to hurt when you end up talking to somebody, often that's a sign for you that something is not, you're not being true, or the situation is not being true. Let's say if your back hurts or if your neck always tenses up in a situation, you recognize that a part of your body is always kind of like triggering itself. That is a sign for you to know that you're feeling uncomfortable. So the first thing for you to recognize is when you are feeling uncomfortable. It is okay to recognize that when you are uncomfortable, it is okay to be uncomfortable. And the question is, why are you uncomfortable? When you are true to yourself, you no longer pretend like there's not an issue, but you investigate, all right, I'm feeling strange here. I don't feel necessarily comfortable. I feel agitated. I don't feel like being here. What's the scenario? Why is this happening? When you are honest with how you feel regarding your comfort level, that starts to reclaim your brain power, so you're able to use the brain power for yourself and not chaotically give it away so you are ungrounded, I guess you would say. The second way you know that you're not being true to yourself is when you are constantly looking at someone else for what they are doing and you are mimicking them. Have you ever experienced that yourself? When you are constantly looking at someone, you can even admire the person. You could be looking at them and thinking, oh my God, just look at how she performs on stage. Oh my God, what if I do that? Or you can see your favorite scientist. Oh, they were able to find out that type of scenario from that brain study. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. When you find yourself completely admiring someone else and figuring out how you can apply those same skills to yourself, but forget about what it is that you bring to the table, you're not being true to yourself. Now, let me break this down for you a little bit more. We naturally, as human beings, love learning. We are people that love finding out about things, and we love being free in the learning process. And that is one of the major, major ways in which we grow, is our ability to continuously learn. And when we learn, we renew our brain cells, we renew our mind, and we change. And anyone that doesn't change in their lifetime is what I call stuck or frustrated and into a death cycle mentally, in the sense of they're always frustrated. So we actually naturally have an ability to learn and want to grow. However, when we forget about the reason why we are here on this planet, and we admire someone else so much that we forget the reason and our own experiences, that precludes us from being completely honest with who we are. Now, it's okay to admire someone, but if you find yourself constantly looking at someone else to find out what they're doing and trying to find a way to mimic that in your own life so you can recreate it and create a copy of it, that is not honoring you. Now, we're going to get into how you're going to honor yourself in a little bit, but that's not honoring you. You're actually honoring the other person and then forsaking yourself in the process. Isn't that deep? All right, the third way that you know that you are not being honest with yourself is you are feeling stuck. Have you ever felt stuck in a situation? Like, you felt like you haven't been moving forward, you haven't been growing, you haven't been developing, and there's no progress Have you ever felt that way when there's no progress and you are not moving forward? Let's say you're in a relationship and it's stuck. You are not moving forward to where you want. And it's more than likely because you're not completely being honest with yourself. I'll give you a story about myself. Years and years ago, I was in this relationship with this man. And he was from France. And let's call him Fabio. Let's call him Fabio. Well, anyway, Fabio was a person I was in a relationship with. And I was so fascinated by how he spoke French and how his friends spoke French that I wanted to master the way that people spoke French. And I, in the process of learning all the mannerisms and the ways that they spoke French, that I found myself losing my own identity because I was looking at what he was doing, what his friends were doing, so I could understand the French culture. Now, if you don't know, my family's French, my mother is French, my grandfather, my late grandfather was French, but he died when I was four. And so I've always wanted to learn and understand about the French side of my family, and that was like an opportunity through that relationship. But in that relationship, I felt horribly stuck because I wasn't being true to myself. I was being true to him, but I wasn't being true to myself. There's a big difference of being true to someone else and being true to yourself. And in the process of me not being upfront with how I felt about things or how I dealt with situations or how I brought my own type of view to the relationship as Olympia, because I didn't do that, I felt horribly stuck in that relationship. And it wasn't until I spoke up for myself and said, no, I don't agree with this, or no, I don't agree with that, and this is how I think it should be done, did two things happen. The relationship ended, and I didn't recognize I was the one who triggered it to end. And the second thing in that is that once I finally started speaking up and recognized that I was a different person than the people in which I was around, my life opened up. I no longer felt stuck and frustrated in that time period of my life, and opportunities started coming, and I ended up starting up my own business, which I was always designed to do, but it was something in which I had to recognize and stand up for. Now, let me break down this a little bit more. When you are not true to yourself, something happens to you physically and energetically. And this is what I have noticed in my own life and the people in which I've coached and the people in which I've been around. When we are not true to ourselves and we are so focused on trying to mimic someone else or trying to not focus on how we feel or trying to avoid the feelings of stuckness and frustration, we end up giving the power that we have away to someone else for their use instead of us using it in the way where we can be the change that we wish to see in the world. It's like having a diamond ring, and instead of wearing it on your finger, you put it in someone else's pocket and they don't even notice it. That's what happens. When you are not authentic to yourself, it's like you having $1 million, and instead of you putting it into your bank account, you go to your friend's bank account and put it in there, and they use it instead of you. When you are not authentic with yourself, when you are not true to who you are, you literally can stand in a room and you can be pushed over and bumped into because you no longer exude the power from your being because of who you are. That is what happens when you're not true to yourself. You no longer have a force around you that protects you, that enlivens a room, and that gives you prosperity everywhere you go. Now, all right, if you're like me, you always want a brain tip. And the brain tip for this show is, When you learn to recognize the truth in yourself, you recognize the truth in every single situation that you are around, as well as the people who you encounter. And you attract truthful people who also have the power that when you connect with them, you unleash a power for the world. All right. I have been in so many situations where I had to learn how to be honest with myself. And if you're like me, you're a person who has had to learn how to become honest with yourself. Who are you? What do you stand for? What are your values? How are you different than the next person? What is it that you bring to the world that no one else does, that your life is a gift? All right. So there's three ways for you to learn and to become real, truthful, authentic with yourself, so you start taking your power back, so you are actually able to change environments from your being instead of being succumbed by your environment. All right, so the first thing for you to know how to be true to yourself is you have to pay attention to what people say. You have to pay attention to what people say. You have to be completely present. When you are present with people, people tell you exactly who they are within the first probably 3 minutes of talking with them and 10 minutes talking with them. When you learn to be present in your environment, to literally just listen to what someone has to say, you learn how to stand your ground. You have to be open to what other people say, how they believe, to know, one, where they're coming from, and two, to identify how you differ or how you agree with whatever it is that they're saying. With you being able to keep an open mind with whatever someone is saying or whatever someone has demonstrated through their actions, you have to just be real in seeing what is right in front of you. You can't overlay what happened in the past to what it is that you're seeing, and you can't be thinking in the future based on what you're seeing. You have to just be completely observant, like scientists do. You have to just completely be observant and take the information as fact. And then, after you gather all the information, make your assessment on it. But if you walk into a situation already having your preconceived notions and thoughts, you are, in a sense, taking yourself off balance, and you're no longer rooted in the truth. So that's number one. You have to just sincerely listen to what people have to say. And after you just listened to what you have to say, sometimes there's not a comment. Sometimes it's just you figuring out where you are in relation to them. That's number one. Honestly listen. When you can honestly listen, you are being present. When you are being present, you are able to be rooted. And when you are rooted, you can't be shaken. All right, the second tip. The second tip for you is to pay attention to how you feel. Pay attention to how you feel. When you feel good, when you feel bad, that is a sign. Now, if you're from an environment that was abusive or difficult growing up, you may be used to placing yourself in environments where you feel strangled, when you feel choked with being able to express yourself, when you do not feel comfortable. Now, if I'm talking to you, if you've been in a situation like that, I want this particular episode to change your life. I want this tip that I'm about to recommend, change your life if you're willing to accept this. You must decide that you no longer want to be placing yourself in uncomfortable situations. You must decide better for yourself. Now, the way that you listen to yourself, the way that you feel yourself, is for you to literally take inventory of how you physically feel in your body in a situation. Now, it's sometimes very challenging for people who are not used to this. The people who are grounded, that's great if they are. If they are, then more power to you. But most people aren't. I must admit, it took me several years to become grounded in myself to figure out how I feel, because I was literally not in myself. So the way that you learn how to become grounded in yourself is that you close your eyes and you just breathe in air. Breathe in as deep as you can breathe. And when you breathe in air, I want you to feel whatever in your body is moving. And there's usually something about you is moving. Is it your heart area? Is it your stomach? Is it your back? Is it your leg? Is it the top of your head? I want you to feel your body. Now, when you feel your body, I want you to put your hand on whatever it is where your body, where you feel that. Now, I want you to place whatever your hand is that you do not write with regularly. This is your non-dominant hand. This is the information, how you receive information. So whenever you're in a situation, close your eyes, breathe in, put your non-dominant hand, the hand that you do not write with, on your body to feel your thought. And at that moment in time, whatever thought comes to your mind of when you put your hand on yourself, that's accurate. That's telling you what your body's telling you. That's telling you what you may have been blocking out. Listen to yourself. And you must listen to yourself to keep yourself out of environments where you feel not like yourself. And the third way for you to be true to yourself is for you to speak up. For you to speak up. It was most interesting. I saw a news clip from the basketball player's name, LeBron James. Is that his name? Oh yeah, I'm talking to my producers over here, like going, is it LeBron James? Is it LeBron James? Recently, there was a newscaster on one of a major network that told LeBron James, "Shut up and just dribble." And he was quiet for a couple of days. He didn't say anything at all. And it was most fascinating because the whole world was like, what is this man going to respond to? What is he going to say to that? And a couple days later, he spoke up. And how you spoke up was one of the most profound ways to handle the situation. He said, "I'm not here to address whoever it was that commented that I should just shut up and dribble, because she's not the focus. But the focus is me speaking up and saying what it is that I have to say. And this is what I have to say." And he went on to continue to say that he realizes that he was not only a role model for his children, but he was also a role model for everyone who watched him play. And everyone who watched him, he recognized that he had placed himself in a position to be in the public eye. And with that position, there is a responsibility. And he acknowledged that if he didn't speak up to share how he felt about how important it was that everyone's voice be heard, no matter what their background was. And for him, he's African-American, so he wanted others, African-American, to understand that their voices are important. He spoke up to how he truly felt, no matter what type of pressure was out there in social media, no matter what type of scenarios was out there with news anchors telling him what he should and should not do. He spoke up his truth. No matter the pressure, he was true to himself, true to his own values. And he said, "The reason why I chose to speak up over situations is because I am a father and I recognize that I want to be a leader for my children." And when I saw that to me was a representation of someone standing up for their truth. Now, whether or not you agree with the person, that's pointless. The point of the story is, when you speak up to share your truth, to share your values, no matter how someone else may feel, but when you speak up in a respectful way so someone can know where you are coming from, that, my friends, connects you, and it connects your brain, And more importantly, it connects you back to your power so you influence the world instead of being succumbed by it. So today's show, which was standing up for yourself through authenticity, is the way that you can walk in this world and recognize that your life has a purpose. The purpose of your life is to be true to who you are, to all your experiences, take in every single thing in which you have encountered, and create the thoughts around that and the beliefs around that that allows you to give back to the world and keep the value that you bring. It has been my pleasure always to be here with you. Thank you for tuning in to our season again. I'm so happy to be here with you on kpcradio.com. Like we are here every single week. We're excited to be here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Check us out here on the website. You can always listen to past shows at answersunleashed.com. Call in. I'll call up and ask us a question at 888-88-ANSWERS. So 888-88-ANSWERS. And find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. I am here helping you reshape your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. I am Olympia LaPointe, and I'll see you next time.